This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the United Nations World Food Program says without billions more dollars in funding, the world will see much more instability in the form of mass migration and world hunger. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
WFP chief David Beasley told the AP he believed the ending of world hunger was within his sights before the world encountered one catastrophe after another. Between COVID, economic disruption and the war in Ukraine, Beasley said the number of people globally marching to starvation jumped from 80 to 350 million. Beasley also said the funding was within our reach if wealthy nations such as China donated more.
They need to engage in the multilateral world. They need to be willing to provide and help.
He also said the wealthiest billionaires made unprecedented profits during the COVID-19 pandemic. And
with $400 trillion worth of wealth, it's not too much to ask some of these multi-billionaires to step up and help us in this short-term crisis.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Storms that spawned possibly dozens of tornadoes have killed at least 18 people in the south and midwestern United States, including at a heavy metal concert in Illinois where the theater's roof collapsed. The dead included seven in McNary County, Tennessee, four in the small town of Wynn, Arkansas, and three in Sullivan, Indiana. Other deaths were reported in Alabama, Illinois, Mississippi, and the Little Rock area of Arkansas. Tens of thousands of people lost power because of the sprawling storm system that also brought wildfires to the southern plains and blizzard conditions to the upper Midwest and left high winds in its wake. A severe weather threat remains for parts of the northeastern United States. President Ebrahim Raisi of Iran said Saturday the hijab is the